That's me, Audi 44. I'm gonna get some cold cuts. Woohoo!
Okay, Hughes. He's gotta reorganize his Batman toys.
Because you guys don't even listen to the fucking album. Our live ranksters. Sad news, we want to let everyone know tonight will be the final ranking of Falling Down the Rankings.
Yes.
Just joking. April Fool's Day. We got Falling Down the Rankings, three-fourths of the greatest rock band of the graduating class of 2004. We got Jim, we got Joe, and we got Benny Goodman, and we are ready to roll.
Oh my God.
So big day.
We're picking up where we left off last week, though.
We've been this long overdue. April 1st today, Unlimited Love, the 12th album by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, has been released. I'm just gonna tell you, we're doing the Red Hot Chili Peppers the 50. It's a whole show. It's gonna be red. It's gonna be hot. Gonna be a lot
it's
of
excitement. Chilly outside.
Yeah. We got 12 and, albums.
Be a little peppery.
You know.
Here's a question for you guys. Studio, just a trivia to start it. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, do they have more studio albums or guitarists in their history?
Jesus Christ. They got more albums.
They have 12
they don't
albums.
Have 12 guitarists.
I don't know.
No way they have 12
if
guitarists.
If you watch the documentary on Iron Maiden, basically it was just Steve Harris at one point and a revolving door of everybody.
So but I'm going to do it for the folks at home real quick.
I'm going to go guitar players they had more since you brought the trivia right. question up.
I don't know, so do the count for me. Here we go. The original guitar player in the Red Hot Chili Peppers is Hillel Slovak. He did not play on the debut album, though. Jack Sherman did. So there's two. Jack Sherman's only on the first album. Hillel Slovak came back for the second album. He's also on the Uplift Mofo Party Plan. John Frusciante comes in. He's on Mother's Milk, and he's on One Hot Minute. He quit the band during the Blood Sugar tour, and Arik Marshall did the whole tour and is in a couple music videos, so he counts. One Hot Minute, Dave Navarro. Then you have Frusciante comes back. So the same. And then we have my main man.
Still the same guy.
Same guy. And then we have my main man who stole my haircut.
Six.
Josh Klinghoffer. So they got six. 12 studio albums. You have Klinghoffer on two, Navarro on one, Sherman on one, Hillel on two, and Frusciante on six. We got the classic Fabulous Foursome back for Unlimited Love. And I got to tell you what, I fucking dig it. My expectations were mild. If you don't like the Peppers, this isn't going to happen. This isn't 1991. MTV's not going to shove this down your fucking throat. It's, you know, K-Rock is not going to make you love them. It's just, but it's a good, for a guy. For a band where one guy is 60, two are 59, and one is 53, it's a pretty good fucking album.
I think it's amazing. I'm not going to lie. I think it's... I don't know, whatever. I'm not in depth as you are, Hughes, but...
I'm not a big Chili Peppers fan, and I came in with low expectations, wasn't disappointed.
Yeah, well...
Okay,
right.
Well, that's a minor
that.
Victory.
We were saying before we started, like...
I didn't hate it, like the Getaway and the one before it.
Yeah. We were saying,
that's
we were saying before, like use Rob Zombie, for example, like his latest album, like fucking awesome. But if you have not liked Rob Zombie for the last 20 plus years, you're not all of a sudden going to be like, I like that spooky shit. You know, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Wash
either in or you're out.
Question for
you. Can do it.
Beer and shirt.
Beer. I got Jimmy Buffett's favorite, the Landshark Tall Boys. And I've got on Goonies Never Say Die.
I like it. It's red for the Chili Peppers.
That works.
Jim,
I like it.
Jim, give us your stats.
My stats. I'm drinking lovely Heineken. No alcohol.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's wonderful. It tastes terrible. Right. Next week there will be alcohol. And then I got a Kurt Vile shirt.
All right.
We will never rank Kurt Vile, but you guys should listen to him.
All right.
I'll put it on the list.
After
with Armand Arsante.
I woke up last Saturday, as I was saying, questioning why I'm even alive and what the purpose of life is, while I was fucking sick to my stomach and as hungover as I've been in as long as I can remember. I switched off the Coors Light back to the Mick Ultras, and it's like a 1A and a 1B. What's my favorite album? But this is one of them. You can't really say One Hot Minute.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. Ah, there it is. I see it. Yep. Awesome.
I've been, I'm going to Jamaica
awesome.
In like a month, so this is my last weekend of complete debauchery before I need to get like beach ready. So I gotta get...
the hell with it.
Nah. I'm too vain. I can't be fat. It's terrible.
Just remember, there's going to be someone 100 pounds heavier than on that beach.
Yeah, but it means nothing to me. It's so strange. I have a real body dysmorphia thing going on here. It's terrible.
Oh, you do?
What, you do?
I have a giant dent in my chest.
No, body dysmorphia. No. Body dysmorphia means that, like, I see what you did there. But no, you're right.
I have a disfigurement. Sorry.
You have a disfigurement. Dysmorphia means, like, you guys look at me and everyone looks at me and, well, okay. So let me start with what I see. I look in the mirror and I see fat bastard. You guys, my wife, other females and stuff, they look at me and they're like, Jesus Christ, that's a good looking guy. And I just don't see it. But they keep telling me, and at some point I'm going to have to believe it, but I don't know.
Wow.
So it's weird. Well, it's strange. I mean,
Do it yourself.
You know, I mean.
All right. Hey. So let me tell you, the Chili Peppers, been a fan since like I was 12 in like 1998, right around the Californication time. Thank you, VH1 Behind the Music, really solidified it. May 11th, 2000, my father, who I've mentioned multiple times on this podcast, Grande Jose, took me to my first concert. It was at what at the time was the first Union Arena, it was called, in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Yes,
it was the Californication tour, and it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and they were amazing. But there were two opening bands. The first opening band was called the Bicycle Thief, who Bob Forrest from Thelonious Monster, lead singer or whatever. But the drummer, Josh Klinghoffer, a 19-year-old Josh Klinghoffer, was the drummer.
Mm.
Okay. But more importantly, the other opening band, the Foo Fighters, tragically.
Ooh, yes.
Last week, after
Lord,
we got off of this, last Friday, we
minutes
got off
after
of this.
We got off.
After yeah, we got off, was... I got a text from one of my friends, and Taylor Hawkins has passed away.
Yes.
Yeah,
just terrible.
Terrible. 50 years old.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You know, it's unbelievable on a lot of levels. One, it's sad that we just between like, I mean, I don't like Linkin Park, but like still like, you know, Chester's gone, Cornell, you know, like Dusty Hill from fucking ZZ Top, Meatloaf, Taylor. We're just seeing so many people, you know, pass away in recent
It's crazy.
Years. Mark Lanegan from fucking Queens of the Stone Age.
Lanegan. That was Lanegan. Just last month. I know.
Oh, you guys got to
sag it.
Well, Sag-
Bob Saget, Betty Whiteley. Yeah,
I don't really
you know,
care about
they're
them.
They're old as...
I, honestly, I don't right. care about them.
I don't know.
But no, I do. I'm just kidding.
But it's just...
Yeah. Hashtag full
I don't
house.
Know. It's tough.
But
it's tough.
Just from
it's
a rock...
Tough, man.
From like a rock perspective, you know, it's a lot of people passing away. You know, I think about like, obviously for Taylor, I think about he's got a wife and he had two teenage kids. I don't know if they're boys or girls. But I, you know, we fucking rag Dave. Like, we love Dave, but we rag Dave. But I mean, Jesus Christ, man. Like, living through Nirvana and the tragedy with Cobain and now this. Oof. I mean, it sucks.
What do you do? Yeah, where do you go from
the
there?
Only,
I mean,
selfishly, where do we go? Dave, you know, the Foo Fighters. Selfishly, the Foo Fighters end. And maybe we get another Them Crooked Vultures album. But on top of that, I'd really love to see Grohl, you know, join Queens of the Stone Age. And,
go back on the drums.
Yeah.
But, like, he's a good front man, but... Like, in my
good?
Eyes, great. Amazing.
Great?
Fantastic.
Fantastic?
The best?
No,
immortal. Legendary.
Yeah, well, I mean,
no,
with the drums, he's no Benny Goodman, but, you know, he knows
no,
how to put a
but,
beat together.
but he is an animal back there.
He is. He's great at drums.
I mean, how do you... But just think, like, how do you... Like somebody posted a picture of,
yeah.
of Dave... And the thing is, you know who else? No one knows and no one cares about, and he's probably the most important musician besides Izzy Stradlin is fucking Pat Smear, because somebody posted a picture of Dave Grohl and Pat walking together at Kurt's funeral.
Yeah,
and you're looking at it, and how do you do that?
Yeah,
what 30, 40 years later?
Yeah,
it's the same it two. It's just like
and to,
whoa, it's,
and
it's so intense.
To bring this really full circle, so like Pat Smear, he was like a touring guitarist in Nirvana. When Nirvana ended, he was an original Foo Fighter. He had left the Foo Fighters then for a while, and he's been back now for like 15 years. So Pat's great. Pat's got the same. He's the same age as my dad. I can't imagine having Pat Smear as a dad. It's wild. But here's what's wild. Pat Smear got his start. He was in a punk band called The Germs, right? If you guys know this or don't, I don't know. Right, the Germs, are they good? They're like fine, whatever. But to people of that era, they loved the Germs. Do you know who started playing guitar because they loved the Germs and the Germs were their favorite band? John Frusciante.
Jesus, look at that. It's all
they talk about
See,
it on the podcast.
I love
It's all connected.
I love it. I love all that connected shit. I love when shit like that's so
Like six degrees of separation, intertwining. So I would like to.
And it
I
just
would
creates
say,
a genre and
let's,
sound.
Let's
it's
raise
just,
let's raise a glass for Taylor.
Yeah, last beer.
To Taylor.
Moment of silence.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Taylor.
Taylor. And if you want to see the best episode ever of MTV Cribs, it's Taylor Hawkins and showing his house, and Chad Smith is with him. And it's fucking wild.
Cheers, Taylor.
Cheers, Taylor. Very sad. I hope that the fighters, yeah, their families, and their fans, friends, anybody else that start their fuckers, anybody that starts with an F, if we're keeping the alliteration train rolling, I hope that they're okay. So
yeah,
really sad.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'd like to see Grohl back on the drums. My only thing is, like, with the Foo Fighters, like, who? They were a band that, you know, all the personalities, like the Chili Peppers, like Guns N' Roses. You know, it's hard for me to think at this point, like, how do you keep going? And I know that
you can't replace him.
You know, it's not like Newstead leaving Metallica like halfway through their career. It's not like Megadeth; they just rotate guys out of it in and out. It's not even like the Chili Peppers where they have a rotating guitar.
Maybe we'll get a new project from Dave and somebody else.
Maybe,
yeah, but Dave and Taylor, they were
the band.
He loved him.
They were the best.
He loved him.
They were the band.
Like, everybody knew Dave is the drummer for Nirvana, and he went out of his way to make sure. You look at this drummer, he's better than me. Like, every concert he would do something with Taylor Hawkins or point out his pants or make him sing.
It was like a guitarist drummer relationship, like Vinnie Paul and Dimebag. And
but like Dave didn't want the spotlight.
James and Lars.
Dave was like, look at Taylor.
On social media, like Reddit and TikTok, and I'm sure on the other ones I'm not on, but like everybody's going nuts, right? So there's a real big mistake that people make, right? And they're making it right now, and I think we need to clear it up with Taylor. People are all like, what's Taylor's greatest drum moment, right? And everybody's saying Everlong, right?
Mm.
Taylor's not the drummer on Everlong. Taylor didn't record. Taylor joined the Foo Fighters after that was recorded because they fired their drummer split during the recording because Grohl re-recorded the drums. All of the drumming on The Color and the Shape is Grohl. Taylor did some of the B-sides, but all the videos like Everlong, My Hero, Monkey Wrench, Taylor's in them.
Right.
Taylor's best drum performance ever is Rope from Wasting Light because he's singing the harmonies and drums, so check that out.
I'll give you that. That's a great song. So, is that the opening track, right?
No, the opening track is Bridges Burning, but you know what, Jim? That's just as good, too.
Oh!
I will say
Bridges
Low.
Burning.
It was a pretty good
Moshkush,
one.
Good pull.
Low,
good pull,
low,
Moshkush.
Low.
That's very good.
That was when I was doing my drum list. I was content. I'm like, wait, there's a Foo Fighters song. It starts out like...
A lot of twom-twoms.
Like that. And I'm like, the guitars are behind
it.
I don't want to get on a whole Foo Fighters tangent here, either, but I mean, One by One, people fucking rag that album. That's the last... One by One is the last of the rambunctious rock albums by the Foo Fighters. Wasting Light kind of got back to that, but One by One is
is my personal favorite.
Which one
of that? One by One. That's my personal favorite.
Is it
first Foo Fighters album I ever bought?
Yeah, One by One. To me, it's the first four, but the first one is great. But it's only Dave. I love The Color and the Shape, but to me, There's Nothing Left to Lose is probably my favorite. But Color, Nothing Left to Lose, and One by One, the three of them I lumped together. They're great. And then slightly below them, the first album, Wasting Light and Concrete and Gold. Yeah. I know,
Echoes,
Jim, you're a Sonic Highways
Echoes,
guy.
Peace and Silence, whatever the hell it is. It starts out great.
Yeah, the Pretender
and
Let
up.
It Die. The first two songs are fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And the third one isn't bad. And then after like the fourth one, it's just
And
it just
you know
off
what, too? Fucking In Your Honor sucks. I'm just going to say it. In Your Honor blows. Yeah. I fucking hate
Oof,
In Your Honor.
Yeah.
And I don't. And Medicine at Midnight.
That sucked. I
haven't re-listened to it, but I want to. But I'm so immersed in the Chai Peps that I haven't had a chance to listen to it.
I can't. I'm pissed off. I'm pissed off that it's in Ford commercials and shit.
I will say
I don't hate that shit.
The new death metal one. The Dream Warrior Theater, whatever the fuck band it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The
first song is just a stereotypical, like, let's try and be a death metal band.
Right.
And the rest of it is actually not bad. It's not bad at all.
It's not too bad. But, like, think about that even. So Foo Fighters, Dave Grohl, whoever you want to, because they could do whatever the fuck they want. So they're sitting around one day, they decide, let's record a disco album. They have fun with it. Then they sit around one day and they're like, let's record a death metal album.
And make a movie
Let's have fun with it. But then they release it. And then he dies like 12 hours later. It's just so like, fuck. Like, because when it popped up on Spotify, I was like, oh, this is actually for real. So I was listening to it. I messaged you guys.
Yeah.
Whatever. We're dicking around with it. And then we rank. And then, like, we get off the, you know, the podcast. We're bullshitting. And then it's like, holy fuck. Like, you release an album and then he died. Yeah. It's like, wow. And then they're in another country. So they flew back. And then his body just arrived, I think, 2 days ago. Somebody had a video of it, of them loading his casket into a 737 to fly back.
What need is there to have video of that? Like,
I don't know. There's no need
for that. Like,
yeah.
Like, just because you can get likes and money for it doesn't mean you should.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But it's just, I mean, because then somebody had pictures of Dave in the airport, like, in LAX crying. It's like, what do you think they're going to do?
Yo, how do you feel, Dave? How do you feel? How the fuck do you think he
feels?
You're
on tour.
He just lost his best friend. Like,
the people were at the concert. The people were getting there early, ready to go, and then they had to announce that Taylor Hawkins is dead. So the people just kind of hung around like, what the fuck is this, like, good God.
Yeah.
It's so just shocking. Yeah. Like, you know, it's just, I don't know.
Couple things here real quick. I'm just getting some updates here. So the Chili Peppers, they're going to be on Kimmel and they're going to be on Fallon. Two different shows. It's confirmed there's a different song on each one being played. And open at the Fonda Theater in Los Angeles, California at 7 p.m. for the Chili Peppers are playing tonight. So it's really right there. They're 3 hours back. It's like six. So a little less than an hour. The door is open. They're going to play tonight. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Good for them. Fuck it, man. You know what? What was the one thing I always said, I'll admit that I hate Metallica for, is that they stuck it out.
Yeah, I know.
I love Metallica, but they say the same thing with Chili Peppers. All that, but the original four can get to, and if that, and it pisses me off so bad that of all the crazy nonsense in the world, the five original members of Guns N' Roses are still alive and they won't it. And you have David Gilmour and Roger Waters and Nick Mason still alive.
I know Rick is gone.
You have, right? Nope. And I know you can't replace John Bonham, but his kid would step in a heartbeat.
Well, that's
the other three.
The only way Jimmy would
still
play.
Well, alive.
You know the problem.
That's what I'm saying, but they won't do it.
You know the problem. The problem with Zeppelin.
I know it all. Oh, yeah.
The problem with Zeppelin is Plant. Is because Plant knows he can't sing like that anymore. And more power to him, because
I get it.
I'm going to tell you. So with Unlimited Love,
at least he knows. Unlike Vince Neil,
one of my friends, we were talking about the Chai Peps album, and he said to me, he goes, at this point, this is it. He's like, have you listened? I said, yeah, I've been fucking listening. Like, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I fucking was listening all night. I slept for 2 hours. And he's like, what do you think? And I was like, I really enjoyed the new album. I think it's solid. My expectations were mild. They were met. I'm happy with it. At this point in life, with bands, they'll give whatever. But anyway, he said to me, he goes, you know, I kind of just wish they'd stop fucking making albums if this is what they're going to make. And I'm like, you're just being like, no.
No, I agree with them. I didn't care for it. Like,
I can't.
Track 2 was my favorite out of all of them. And then there's another one.
What about Aquatic Mouth Dance? What about that fucking bass? Burm, burm,
burm, burm. I said to you guys earlier, I can't remember the name of it. It was track 9 or 10.
She's
10.
A lover. What she thinking?
There's a bunch.
Yeah, fucking the Heavy Wing.
Look,
Tangelo.
When they're around forever. I mean, it's like, I don't know. Look at Mastodon. Their new album. They came out and said we were high and depressed, and we wrote an album. And there's like three good songs. I'm not afraid to admit it. Maiden's album. There's like two or three really good ones, and then it gets a little noisy at the end. So it's like, I respect anyone that could.
I'm gonna tell you what, Jim. We live
hard,
in a world,
man.
Jim. We live in a world where you can't. Everybody can't put Impera out.
No.
Ooh.
But Jim, you and
I think Ghost is just reaching their prime. Like, they're right in the pocket now.
They are. But Jim,
and they're still young.
You and I slept on what is really the best album to come out in like the last year. You know what it is. Come on, dude. Still sucks. Fucking Limp Bizkit. That album is
fucking
trash.
Because he just snuck it in on us. It's not trash.
It's not trash.
Oh my god. He's stuck.
I listened to Still Fucks last week again.
Oh my god.
Fucking dad. It's not a joke about the album. They still suck. Like, they suck back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
I'll tell you what.
But again, you have Fred and Wes together.
One of their best songs is a fucking cover. Like,
so what? One of the, you could say, Chai Peps. They got two huge songs that I'm sure one of you has both of them. They have covers, dude. What's it called? Anyway, let's get to the 50.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
have to do this.
Let's get to the 50s.
This is so fucking crazy. Jim, you won last week, surprisingly, somehow.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Who's winning tonight? Honestly, no fucking
clue. I don't know how to do this.
I always say I'm going to win, but I have no idea. All right, give me a range from what to what.
1 to 69.
Give me a number.
69.
Hughes, give me a number.
7.
Costanza. 23.
Don Mattingly. Michael Jordan.
Me. Alexa, give me a number between 1 and 69.
Here's a number between 1 and 69. It's
3. 3. We all went over.
3? Oh, Jesus. So,
Well, Hughes.
Give it to Hughes. He's closest. Fuck it.
I want to go last, obviously.
All right, so.
All right, so all right. All right, let's go in order of our love of the Chili Peppers. Wash, Kush, Jim, me.
Okay.
I like that. Good call. Good call.
I don't hate them. I just never really got into them.
I know. It's fine. No, it's all good. I'm only joking. But you know what? Because this will give awesome. Lots of opportunities for the faithful 14 to hear me sighing at your guys' fucking things before I say my
last week was me with all the drum intros.
I know.
So.
I know.
What the fuck, Jim?
So
Jim,
we got, we got Jim, Benny Goodman's Jimmy Bags, and then I'm going. Let's do this.
Oh, here we do. Yeah, I'm going A to Z. We'll explain as
you
we go.
You want to go A to Z, or you want to go A to Z, or you want to go Z to A?
You want to go
like Z to A? I could, let's
A to
go,
L
I
and
go
Z,
Z
to M.
Z to A. Let's go Z to A.
Fuck
I like
off.
Going backwards.
Fuck off.
Jim,
okay,
let's go.
We're going backwards. I'll go backwards. I'll go backwards. Give me a second here. I got to move the fucking... Jesus Christ. All right. Our first song of the evening.
Here we go, fellas.
Is the last song of the evening, and it is the classic Zephyr song.
I got
the
it.
The Zephyr...
I got it at 31.
Okay. I do not have it at all. I'm good.
Jim, I do not have it. Love it. The second time I saw them, they played it. It was great. Love it, but I don't have it.
Okay.
Washkush, good pull. It's a good song. Great By The Way track. Also, I've represented every album. Just saying. Because that's my thing.
I didn't represent the new one.
I did every book but the new one. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
I could redo my list. All right. Our next song is Whatever We Want.
That's a big goose egg. For me.
I've got that at 47.
Jim, is that a B-side?
The first of many B-tracks.
Okay.
Oh, that's a B-side.
What's it a B-side,
B-side
from? Is that from I'm Besides You?
No, the album cover picture is them on a horse or something.
Oh, from Danny California?
It was like only a couple songs of it.
Maybe.
Yeah, something like right. that.
I don't, okay.
I don't know.
I don't have it. I threw a lot of out of the world stuff here, so all right.
All right. Our next song is Wet Sand.
Sounds like a gym song.
It is not a gym song.
Ooh.
Dude, you guys fucking slept on this one, man. Number 16, second best song on Stadium Arcadium. Amazing.
Yeah,
great.
There wasn't much good stuff on Stadium.
I don't love Stadium. Stadium's
wow.
but not... Every, people fucking lose their
Jupiter
minds.
Jupiter was better than Mars, but...
Mm-hmm. Jesus. All right, our next song is We Turn Red.
Nope.
I've got that at 26.
I like that's a good getaway track. I don't have it, but I respect that. That's a good one.
Ooh.
Lost my mind because I'm on the plastic.
Now, we did a little different thing here of trying to keep the privacy of the list. We only sent 40 songs to Jim. We kept our top 10s to ourselves. So, Jim, once you read through everything, it's not a read through.
This ain't reality TV.
Just give us how many songs that we had total, just so we can get an idea.
What, right now?
No, like once we go through everything, and you're calculating some numbers.
Yeah, because he doesn't know our all the time.
I'll
figure
it out.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
All right, guys, this is good.
What's our next song? We are at the song Warped.
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 I got that one at 29.
Ooh, I've got that at 35.
Nice. Love Warped. I got the shirt of the album on. I don't have it. I like Warped, though.
Doesn't have it.
I like it.
Oh, this is good.
This is real good.
Oh,
I like Warped. Warped is fucking great. Hey, my Tendency for Dependency. Whew. I'm not
That's
arguing.
Our number one song right now.
No, I'm not arguing.
Technically, it is.
Yeah. Technically, it is right now.
All right. Our
Actually, no, because
is,
I think 16 might pull more. I don't know.
All right.
Warped or whatever we've one got, you said, but
we've got Walkabout. Who's got Walkabout?
I'm gonna run.
Who's going for a walk? Yeah, I don't have that one.
Walkabout's a better song with a W from One Hot Minute that you guys obviously slept on. Number 27.
God.
Wow.
Oh, God. Next song, Victorian Machinery.
That is a 100% Hughes song.
No, that's a 100% Jim song.
Wow.
B-side, that's from baby. I got that.
How? Why did I don't have it? I love it, but why?
22.
They should 22. Fuck, man. They should. That should 22. Be on. I'm with you. That's the like, fucking X. That's better than half the songs good. On that album.
So good. Yeah. Our next song, Venice Queen.
I don't think I have that one.
You don't have that one?
What album is that on, Hughes?
I've got that one. That's at the end of By The Way, closing track. Yeah. I got it at 50.
I don't have it.
You're at 50?
That
okay.
Runs out my list.
I like Venice yeah. Queen. I don't have it. I do love the whole album, by the way.
The end of By The Way kind of fell off for me after Can't Stop, basically.
Yep.
So basically, the first half of the album I liked. And then after
By The Way is very mellow. And again, the Chili Peppers are not shy about putting a ton of songs on their albums. And sometimes it actually hurts the overall value of the album.
I hate how there's like 17 songs on an album, and then they do a double album. Like just
Blood Sugar deserves 17 songs.
Yes, because it's amazing. Mm.
That would have been cool. What's next here? Our next song is Under the Bridge.
I got that one.
Classic. You got that one?
You getting ready for that, Cy Hughes?
No.
Why? Oh,
14. I thought you hated Under the Bridge.
I love Under the Bridge. Under the Bridge is fucking excellent.
There's one song that ooh. You said you hated, but
okay. Well, as per the new rules,
Jim's throwing up a 5.
I'm not allowed to speak anymore on this song.
I've got Under the Bridge at 30.
Okay. Okay. So that's our number one song, is it right now?
That's our first three ooh. Banger.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay, we got one.
How many three bangers do you guys think we're gonna have? You got one freebie of Under the Bridge.
I'd say, like, probably...
We're going to have 10.
14.
12.
Oh, wow.
10, 12, 14. Okay, right. Okay.
When I say 12?
Hopefully better than drum intros last week.
What do we have? That was brutal.
4? Oh, 5?
I think it was 6 total.
Out of, like, 111 songs, they had 5 of them that we all matched up on?
Yeah, that was bad. It was bad but good. Our next song, Torture Me. Who's torturing who? Who's
got torture? I got some torture. I got to figure out where.
Ooh, you do have torture.
Wow. 44.
44. Okay, I do not have torture.
44 to 4. I'm going to get some cold cuts. Woohoo!
You remember that commercial with Icky
Woods? Love that commercial. Get some cold cuts. Get some cold cuts.
Woo, 44.
Hughes, you got torture me?
No, good. It's a good save, Archcadian, but no, I don't have it.
Beautiful. I've got Throw Away Your Television. That's our next song. Throw Away Your Television.
Or Shadows Fall refers to it, the Idiot Box.
Mm. Who's got it?
I do not. But Idiot Box is a fantastic song.
43.
I don't have it. I like it. Burm, 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 burm. It's got a good bass line, but I don't have it. Good By The Way track.
Our next song, another one off the getaway, this... Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga. That's a Washkush.
Ticonderoga.
That's a me.
That is you. That's a good one.
Is it?
49.
Ooh,
it's a good one. 49. I like it.
49.
Yeah.
Washkush, 49. I've got it at 23.
Jim, you have that at 23? Holy shit.
Goddamn right. It's a great
song. It's a good
song.
Good song, great but song. I don't have it. It didn't make the cut, but that's a good one. I like it. I respect the getaway getting some love here.
How about The Righteous and the Wicked?
That is, I'm trying to figure out which one of you two have it. I'm going Hughes.
That's a Blood Sugar Sex
yeah,
song,
that's a Blood Sugar
it?
Sex Magic, number 38.
Ooh, Hughes, I got that at 13.
Oh, sorry. Shit, Jim, sorry. I jumped you. I thought you didn't have it. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. It's a good one.
That's
huh?
fine,
I
dude.
Assumed you didn't it have it.
Oh, I love it.
That's a good bass line. I play it all the time. It's a lot of fun.
All right. We've got the greeting song. The greeting song.
The greeting song. I've
honestly,
got that.
Honestly, I'm surprised that anybody has this one, because I think this is the worst song on Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
24?
I'll see you're 24 and raise you 19.
Has anybody pled the fifth yet?
Jim, I'm two.
I did.
Two already.
No, I did
one. Oh, under the bridge, right?
Under the bridge. That's the only one I pled.
Yeah. He's looking for what's his name.
The troll that lives under the bridge.
Yeah. Right. No, yeah, the greeting song.
About... oh my god. Our next song is The Getaway. The actual song, The Getaway.
You guys know how I feel about that album.
Good. I've got it at 18.
Jim, you got it at 18? Holy shit. I have it at 40.
All right.
But I love it.
All right.
Yeah. And you know what's great? Song... You know what sucks? Is that they're never going to fucking play anything from those albums.
Oh, God, no.
Because, like,
no.
When Frusciante came back, they never played anything from One Hot Minute except for P, because it's like a Flea solo song. But with Josh, they were playing Aeroplane, but they'll never play any of these songs, and I hate it.
Yeah.
It fucking sucks. They'll play Can't Stop until, like, fucking, you know,
they can't stop.
Until you can't hear anymore. But, like, they won't fucking play fucking Walkabout, which you guys didn't even have. You cocksuckers. Next song.
Next song, Suck My Kiss.
Ooh, Washkush, that's a five for you, I would bet. Boom, boom.
That song is a big five.
What the hell is that?
Oh my god, you have a custom recording.
Yeah, I bought a little custom button. That's...
It sucks that nobody else, it sucks that they're only here to say, won't see your face. Because that was great.
Because it was talking, I didn't say a single word. I'm just staring at you guys. And
that was good.
Wow. And I can change it, so.
Nice.
When we go on break, I'll change it.
Nice. Jim, where you got Suck My Kiss?
I got it at 24.
Oh, nice. I don't have it. I don't like Suck My Kiss. Not
here
a fan.
We go.
Okay. Hit me, you can't love me. Yeah, it's good. It's just not my thing. But I knew that was a Washkush one, because I feel like Washkush, at some point, you might have said while we're doing this that you love that song. I don't know. It's all right.
All right. Sorry. How about Subway to Venus? Who's got a Subway to Venus?
I do.
You do?
Station, I do.
Seriously?
Station 28.
Holy shit.
I do not have it.
Jim, you're talking about how much you love Mother's Milk. You don't have Subway to Venus?
No,
fucking shit.
Sorry.
Number 13.
Wow, nice.
Ooh, shit.
Fucking love Subway to Venus.
How about, does anyone love Subterranean Homesick Blues?
No.
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 31.
Okay. What's that on? Early What's albums. That? What album is that?
That's off, first or second.
Yeah, I get confused.
First or second, I don't know.
I have not done a ton of listening. Those ones, I've listened to them a lot, but I've listened to those ones a lot less.
They're so dirty, they're good. That's my problem. Like with Green Day, that first album is so poorly produced, it's good. Mm-hmm. And that's like with Chili Peppers. All you hear are drums slamming for three albums, but I can't help it.
Yo,
like
speaking
it.
Of this, I'm not going to say it because I know the way we're doing it, but I just thought of something. I'm going to mark it to bring this up. All right. Anyway.
Okay. All right, our next song is Storm in a Teacup.
That's a Jim song.
Correct. At number 49.
Jim, I also have Storm in a Teacup, fucking 33. Mm. One of the best songs on Stadium Arcadium.
Yes.
I know you wanna have me. Yeah.
How about we go for some Stone Cold Bush? What a name of a song. Good God.
Watch before you got it.
Wow.
Got that at 26.
Nice.
Okay, I've got that at 11.
I've got it at 18. We've got our second three banger.
Look at that. All right. Now we're getting somewhere.
All right.
Okay. How about the song Stadium Arcadium?
I got that.
Now we follow.
What?
We
you
fall
can't seriously
rails.
Have that.
48.
I don't have it.
I don't have it.
You're telling me you seriously can't have that and you don't even have Suck My Kiss on your list.
Ooh.
Now the gloves are coming off.
Ooh, here Wash we go. Here
don't, we go. Don't hit me like fucking Will Smith hit Chris Rock.
Oh, whoa! Yeah, how did we not talk about that?
Yeah,
oh,
I know,
my God.
Seriously.
Did you see Will Smith step down from the Academy?
What the fuck does that even mean? If Will
I don't
Smith
know, like he's not allowed to go to the things anymore.
Honestly,
or something?
If that never happened, I wouldn't have known the Academy Awards were even going on.
I know.
Did you see the chart of the ratings?
Yeah.
They're showing the ratings and how, and then all of Chris Rock's shows this week are completely sold out. Like, whatever.
Honestly, if Will Smith wanted to make a point, he should have just fucking took a joke like everybody in Hollywood fucking does. It's not like...
He did. He was laughing at the joke.
He was,
and then
until...
He saw Jada's reaction.
Yeah,
and he's,
I know.
Like, oh,
but what
shit,
he should have done
go up there
is
and be a big
he
tough guy.
He was a lock to win for the stupid tennis movie, because we all know that Will Smith has just been dying to win a fucking Oscar, and he finally gets...
He's never won one?
No. He could have went up there, and
he
should have
won one for, like, I Am Legend. Like,
what?
That movie was
an
fucking
Oscar?
Great.
Oscars? What are you, high? People, what the fuck? An Oscar for I Am Legend?
I thought he won one for that, concussion movie or whatever.
Oh, my God.
I Am Legend was a great movie.
No, I know I Am Legend is good, but those are not, they're not, like, Oscar movies. Like, it's just, it's,
oh
but it, because Hollywood's ridiculous. No Way Home should have been the best picture.
Anyway. Washkush hasn't watched anything but horror in 10 years.
No.
He doesn't know that. To him, that's his.
And
Oscar
Star Wars
movie.
And
yeah.
MCU. And
oh
no,
god,
I'll say
it gets
this.
Worse.
I'll say
this.
I think. I think that any time violence is pulled, I think it's a bullshit fucking move. And if Will Smith wanted to make an impact and really could have been a class act, he could have went up there and won the award and then said something like, "By the way, you know, I don't." You know, he could have made some kind of poignant.
My wife
statement.
Has a medical condition. I appreciate
yeah.
if
yeah.
you don't talk about it.
Yeah, I didn't know.
But
that,
did you see Chris Rock clenching his fist, getting ready to clock him back?
Yeah, but
that would
no,
have been even
but,
better.
But Chris Rock, a man who uses his words, was very close to bringing up the whole fucking. You knew where he was going.
He wanted to.
Oh,
he
wanted
he,
to.
He
was,
bit his tongue,
yeah.
and he was already pre-warned before everything not to talk about Jada and all that. But
he was. Who pre-warned him? Yeah.
I think the Academy pre-warned him.
I think the writers. They have writers for the jokes.
Yeah,
and
he wanted to do it, and they were like, do not do this. And he said, fuck you guys.
And he did it.
He's a fucking comedian. Well,
honestly,
which...
if you have, like, alopecia sucks, I don't doubt it, and I feel bad for her, but you would be so lucky to have alopecia, but to also look like a fucking supermodel when you're 51 years old. Like, my heart breaks for her. Next song.
Soul to Squeeze.
Fuck Will Smith.
Oh my god.
I don't have Soul to Squeeze.
I got it at 15.
I do not have Soul to Squeeze.
Jesus Christ.
Come on. It's good.
Okay,
it's not,
okay.
You know.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Alright, yeah, we you guys don't have Soul to Squeeze, but somebody puts fucking Snow Hayo on their list.
That's a wash
crush.
Who
right
put Snow
Hayo?
That's
a wash crush all the way.
Oh my god.
42.
Oh my god. It should be 402. Jesus.
Jim, where you got it?
I don't have
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. I don't have it either.
No.
I would rather.
Hughes, that would have been great if you're just like five.
I know. I know. I will tell you, I would rather die in a snowstorm than listen to snow.
Like I said, I'm not a big Chili Peppers fan.
No, I know.
It's
all
something
right. I'm just playing it up
it's
for the
It's not even
going
to make the overall list.
I'm playing
what
it
are
up.
We, what are we crying
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
What are we crying about?
I'm not crying.
All right. I'm crying about the next song because I don't know how to pronounce it, so I'm just saying Wayne's World.
Oh, God, Jim. I told you how to pronounce it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll get right
on it. Where you got it?
Sika Manchu?
Sika Mika Manko.
Sika Mika Manko?
12.
12?
Nice.
The song is fucking great.
Yes, it is. 5.
Ooh.
Yo. Jim, you're playing in 5? Don't have five. It. Next song.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
You don't have Suck My Kiss or Sick of Mika Manko.
Oh, this is bad. Here we go.
Hold my beer for me.
Oh.
Will you stay close? All right, let's go.
Jesus Christ. Who's got Sick Love?
Hughes. 5.
That's a Hughes song.
Yeah.
That's a Hughes song.
23. Fucking great song.
Hughes, have you set a top 5 song yet?
No.
Or top 10?
No. Yeah.
Not yet.
How about
so? All your top 10 songs are in the top of the alphabet. That's why you want to go from Z to A.
No, they're coming.
Or
okay.
How about Show Me Your Soul?
How about Show Me Your Tits?
Well, I love Show Me Your Soul. I fucking forgot about that one.
Oh Jesus!
Oh,
who's got it?
I've
got it.
I got a soul to steal, but I'm not showing it.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I don't have it.
I got 32.
I don't have it, but I like it. No, I like going from the back. I like going from the back of the alphabet because I just think that it makes it more. It's more climactic. But I like. We should pick one where we just randomize them totally.
I will, but
this one
got
weird.
When there were changes coming in.
Yeah.
That I don't know how to fucking because then we're gonna miss songs.
Yeah.
So we
well,
will. We'll pick one where
you
we
know,
do that
on Friday afternoon. You can always be like, "Are there any fucking changes that I need to fix now?"
Any fucking
yes, with my abundance of time with three fucking kids running around,
Jim. Amen that, man. I
it's
don't
insane.
Have a fucking minute to piss.
Shut up.
Okay, Hughes.
Yeah.
He's got to reorganize his Batman toys.
Well, my daughter in 2 years and 3 months finally got her first cold, and she's fucking up all night just coughing like crazy.
Horrible,
it's,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's all.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wash. She's all right.
Horrible.
Yeah, she's good. It's
absolutely horrible.
She threw up on the bed the other day, and it was just.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Kid puke is the best.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ. All right, our next song. She's Only 18.
Isn't that a Winger song?
She is no. Only... Winger's 16.
Oh. No, 17.
Mm, 17, yeah.
Ah, okay. I
back in the 80s, you can sing about that kind of stuff. Now they gotta be 18. Damn liberals.
Oh, I'm sorry. What song is it? Oh, who's got it?
Country's going to hell. I got it.
It's already
there. I got it. 42.
Jim, 48.
I like that song.
48.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay. All right. Their next one, Shallow Be Thy Game.
Hallow Be Thy Name? What?
I was going to say, I think Washkush thought it was a Maiden song. Yeah, he's going to plead the fifth by accident.
No, I don't have that one.
Oh, I thought it was
I don't have it either.
Oh, man, Shallow Be Thy Game, 17. Great One Hot Minute track.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, and who's got this piece of trash? Uh-oh. Scar Tissue. Who got Snow Yo and Scar Tissue?
Scar Tissue is a good one. 19.
I hate Scar Tissue.
Dude, I'm a Scar Tissue fan. Jim, you have it?
Jim does not
have it. No, I have it at 41.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Scar Tissue is in that the... It's more the overplayed, and I just... I don't care to hear it, but I still enjoyed it when it first came out.
Yes.
That's you know, there's certain songs that, you know, you just don't ever want to hear again, like Crazy Train or like Sweet Home Alabama.
They're still
good songs.
Compared to some of the other singles they have that are super overplayed, I like Scar Tissue still.
It's like a mellow song.
Yeah.
How about Savior? Who's got Savior?
15.
15?
15.
Wow.
Oh, you do love Californication.
I told you, it's my favorite album.
Yeah,
I don't have it. You don't have it, Hughes?
No, I don't have it.
No? Okay. Who's got Road Tripping? We're going Road
That's
Tripping.
That's Washkush. Washkush is just going hard on the fucking Californication here.
43.
Wow. I don't have that one.
I don't have it either. I like it. It's a good one. It's a good mellow song.
It's good stuff. All right.
Unlimited Love is similar because Tangelo, and it's like an acoustic kind of song that ends it. It's similar to Californication.
How about Ready Made?
That's a five.
You gotta have it, right, Washkush?
Oh, yo, Jim, where you got Ready Made?
God, I got it at 28.
Yeah, I liked it better when it was called Mountain Song. Not on my list.
Ooh. Oh,
I thought that was gonna be a song you were gonna be impressed of that I had in my top 10.
I'm impressed that you have it, but can I tell you, at the last minute, I cut it for a different song from that album.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh, Rain Dance Maggie.
The Adventures.
I think
of Green
we all know
Man.
This is a Hughes song.
Yeah, no, it's me. Yeah, it's yeah. It's a great song. Yeah. Fucking, I'm with you. Lead single is fucking great. 39.
Wow, we're just skipping over me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got it at 50.
You do not have it at 50,
Ooh.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh shit. Well,
oh
I
my
assume
God.
That you
Look at
tell
you,
me
man.
You hate that song and that album.
I hate that album. I like that song because it's got a really cool cowbell.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. Nice. So yeah, Washkush.
So does Ready Made too.
Ready Made does.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready Made's yeah.
Ready Made was on my cowbell list, I believe.
Yes. All right. So 50 and 39.
How about
okay.
Some how about some Purple Stain?
Purple Stain?
Who's got a Purple Stain?
That's actually the name of their song.
Yeah. That's off
yeah,
of
Mr. Washkush, Mr.
Californication.
Where you got Purple Stain?
I don't know with all the fucking names. I don't have it.
Jim?
Wow. Well, I don't have
I
it.
Did have a star next to it. It's just, you know,
32.
Make the cut.
32. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right.
Some people like Savior, about... some like Purple Stain.
But, you know, some people don't like Sika Mika Mango and Suck My Kiss, but they like Purple Stain.
So. What'd you say about your
some
butthole?
Some people like Snow Heyo. All right.
Some
All right.
people like Bob Sacamano.
Yeah.
There you go, Jim.
Oh, that's a good one. Yes, the Bob Sacamano.
You missed it.
Bob
Sacamano. You missed your opportunity to call it the Bob Sacamano.
I know.
Oh,
There's
that's a good point,
songs.
Washkush. Damn it. We should have been saying that. All right.
Punk rock classic.
Ooh. 30.
All right. I do not have that song.
I do not either, but
that'd
I Washkush, I respect.
51.
I respect that you have it. It's a good one.
Our next is police helicopter. Who's got get to the chopper?
Get to the chopper! I have it somewhere.
Oh, you do have it.
41.
41. All right. I do not have that song at this time.
I don't have it. Sorry. I thought the yawn was, like, timely.
The yawn.
No, I like it. It's a good one. I just don't have it. Police helicopter?
No. Oh, okay.
You're overusing it now.
No, you're fucking with me. Now you're fucking with my head.
It's April Fool's.
This spreadsheet's a fucking mess as it is. Stop hitting the button. All right, we've got Overfunk.
Don't hit the button.
What? Overfunk.
No.
34.
No.
That's a B-side. I can't help myself. We've got Other Side.
We know.
Other Side.
That's a big five.
Is that true?
Is that for real this time?
That is true.
Wow.
That's an overplayed song that I enjoy.
I don't have it.
I have it at 25. Big fan of Other Side. I agree with Washkush, Benny Goodman himself. That is an overplayed one, but I love it. Oh, Washkush, you got that in your five?
This is crazy.
Top 10. Top 5.
Top. Oh, yeah, top 10. Okay. Oh, yeah, you plead top the top 10. Yeah, that's right. Plead you plead the fifth for the top 10. We're bad with numbers. That's why Jim does this.
Yeah, we suck.
All right.
How about Organic Anti-Beatbox Band?
Ooh. That's got to be a gem.
Mm-hmm. 33.
Wow. Fuck you both.
Love it.
36.
Ooh. I don't have it, but I respect it.
Even better. Look at that. I love it. How about One Hot Minute? The song itself. One Hot Minute.
Hughes is representing the album. That's definitely got to be him.
Jim?
Do you have it?
I do not.
I have it at 14.
Whoa! I like that. I have it at 31. Jim, your list is... Jesus. Both of your guys' lists are fucking wild. Washkush is fucking Other Side in the top five and songs that we can't pronounce. Jim's got a fucking One Hot Minute at 14. I don't know what's
up. It's Bob Sacamano.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sika Mikamenko.
One Big Mob.
18.
Ooh. I got that at 29.
Man, I love One Big Mob, but no. No.
No?
Nah,
good God. All right. All right, now we have to go the other side.
Oh, wait, Jim.
Oh, boy.
No. I just happened to notice a song lower in the alphabet that I didn't mark that I thought maybe I didn't have. Did you say Show Me Your Soul?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Okay, I do have that.
Wait, but if he didn't say it, aren't we supposed to wait to not say them?
It's only if you're in your top 10.
No, he did say it.
Okay.
I'm just seeing that it was not.
I am set. Very confused.
Me too, but we got.
I have it at 46. Soul. That's probably the reason.
I have it at 32.
All right, so we both had it.
Still accounts. Yeah.
So if I said I didn't have it and you both said you didn't, then be like, all right, somebody has it because it's. But
right.
I just I'm starting to highlight stuff and they're starting. It's like how doing a word search where like you're starting to find more words and like they're just popping out at you. And
yes. Very true.
I'm just going through. I'm just covering all the bases here of all the lower alphabet letters.
Okay, I dig it. I respect it.
Which I have a lot of
dotting your lowercase J's.
Yes, right. Crossing my T's and dotting all my lowercase J's.
All right, our next song is On Mercury.
No.
Who's got that?
I'm on Earth.
No.
No, nope. Come on, dude. That's a fucking... That, well, Washkush, when you said that you don't like By the Way after track 7, I figure you wouldn't have it. But it's a good one, number 49. Good By the Way track.
Yeah, good enough to never make the full list.
Lemon trees on Mercury. I like By the Way. You got to be in the mood for it, though. It's not my go-to album, but if you're in the mood.
It's a cool cover. The negative
great cover. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I love
that's a thing that's dying. Album artwork.
Cool covers.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit. It's all streamed.
I think of a top 50 best album covers.
Ooh.
I'm in on that.
How many Iron Maiden ones am I allowed to do?
No
as
limit.
As many as you want. No limit. No
because
rule.
Eddie is just amazing.
I know. You're going to have fucking X Factor at number one.
I know. Yep.
No, seriously. I mean, Iron Maiden, like, honestly, they wrote the book. And then Megadeth kind of stole it. But Iron Maiden's, like, the great example of awesome album covers.
Megadeth can't do anything right on their own. They got to steal from everybody else. Yeah. Even though I love Dave, I love Megadeth.
God.
I'll tell you what Megadeth does better than anybody else.
Oh, wow.
Have himself filmed jerking off in front of a fucking 19-year-old. They were great at that.
No, he's no longer in the band, so...
They announced who played bass on the album. Like,
I saw that today.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who the guy is.
I don't know.
I saw it from a potential rank we're going to be doing, to be said at another date.
Sure.
No, Dave Mustaine is doing the voice acting of some character in a horror movie.
Is he?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. I love Dave.
Because I thought there was a movie that Megadeth was part of. Like,
he wakes up and he never left Metallica. And Metallica never became something.
No. Jim, he wakes up and he's dead.
Yes.
No, he wakes up and he's Dave Ellefson's computer keyboard or something.
Oh. All right, next song.
Oh, God, no. All right, sorry. Nobody Weird Like Me. Who's got Nobody Weird Like Me?
I do.
Ooh.
Where do you got
Six, it? 16.
16?
Whoa.
Whoa! Oh! Whoa!
There's our number one song
that's the
right
song?
Now.
Holy shit.
There's a song that's going to win it for Hughes.
Oh my god. I am absolutely not winning this one.
That's our third three banger.
All right.
I think.
Wow.
We got some breaking news here.
No.
Oh, shit.
Nothing bad. Unless you're a Dolphins fan.
Brady went to the Dolphins.
No.
Is it real? Is it real? There's a lot of posts
what
because
the
of
hell?
April Fool's
come
Day.
Come on. Where is it? All right. Dolphins. Xavier Howard agreed a 5-year contract that includes most guaranteed money for a cornerback in NFL history.
Waskers, I got to tell you what. As me and you both here, as lifelong Dolphin fans, we deserve Brady.
next song.
Oh my god.
Wait till I'm wearing a button. No. I'm gonna show up at Washington's house with a fucking Brady Dolphins jersey when this happens.
It won't be 12.
Oh my god.
The Dolphins I'm almost positive Dolphins retired Bob Greasy, number 12.
Bob Greasy?
They'll unretire it for Brady.
Of course
they'll
they will.
Are
you kidding me? They'll fucking slaughter a dolphin in the middle of fucking Joe Robbie Stadium for fucking Tom Brady.
I respect that you just called it Joe Robbie Stadium because I still do.
Yeah, it's not that.
Wait, what
anymore,
is it now?
Right?
It's Hard Rock Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard Rock?
But
that's stupid.
Bob Greasy's done something that Brady's never done. That's
what's
one,
that?
He won a perfect season.
What, back in the 40s when they didn't hit?
Yeah,
they had 17 games. Brady had two more, and he lost one.
I'll tell you what.
So Brady won one more game than Bob Greasy
I think Brady, any day of the week, will trade his 7 Super Bowls for the perfect season. But it is respectable, and it is Greasy. Next song. Yeah.
No Chunk Love Skills.
Oh, boy.
That's a Hughes song.
What do you got, Hughes?
I don't have it.
Oh.
I don't have it.
Oh. I guess
that's
I have
That's a
you
song.
That's a me song. 25. Where's
your
fake out. Fake out.
Jesus Christ. Nice. Oh, man. Who's Naked in the Rain?
That'd be me.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm.
Like, that's a great one.
37.
Okay. I do not have that.
I don't have either, but Oshkosh, good pull. That's a good one.
How about Monarchy of Roses?
That's a gym song. Because
that
it's
is
got
not
roses.
A gym song.
Wow.
That's fucking opening song. Track from fucking I'm With You, fucking as they affectionately called it, Disco Sabbath. That song's awesome. Number 47.
All right. Let's see. We've got Me and My Friends.
No. Going solo tonight. Oh, no.
16.
I 16. Oh man, I fucking forgot about that.
16.
What a baseline!
Me,
I don't have
me
it.
Me and my friends.
Fuck. Me and my friends.
It's interesting watching the person who's like loved this band their entire life look at the other two who like kind of really deep diving into it or like only like you know like the hit album songs and all that. Because like I'm watching your facial features like when I'm like I don't have that song.
You're like everybody else. Watch this. They can't stop staring at me. I see Fat Bastard. Everybody else can't take their fucking eyes off it.
Oh my god.
No, but no, it's
brings
true,
it
yeah. That's I like that. That's all how right, we were watching. I was like that with you when we did Maiden. Because it's like.
Mm-hmm. But we were Close. Jim was like, that was all fresh to him.
That
like,
was fresh, yeah.
Other than like Number of the Beast, Run of the Hills, and maybe yeah. like four other songs, like it was fresh. Like,
yeah. I mean, I love Maiden, I'll say it, but they're like, I don't love them to the level you do. So that was like your baby.
Yeah.
And we were close though, because we have, you know, we sunk up on a lot there.
All right. Who's got Magic Johnson?
God damn. What a fucking song. Washkosh, where you got it?
I got it.
L.A. Lakers. Fast Burning Pickers.
I did have it. I think I took it off my list.
Ooh. Is it gone?
Was that one that gone? You swapped out?
Is it gone? Is gonzoed.
All right. I'm hitting delete. I can't undo it.
I don't
Three,
see it.
Three, two, one.
It's gone.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah, it's gone.
That is the greatest waste of a poor name ever for a basketball player.
Oh, my God.
I did have Magic Johnson. I think I put it in for another song that's going to be named soon. Because Jim sent a couple songs from the B-sides of stuff. And I'm like, all right, yeah, this is better than that. So it was in my bottom 10 anyway, so...
Dude, I'm starting to realize how we've been doing it this time. I'm just going to tell you guys something. You guys fucking suck. I'm just going to tell you. Now I'm starting to get angry. Because now I'm starting to realize how this is actually working, and I'm starting to get fucking angry over here.
Oh my
Are
God.
You fucking right, kidding me?
Love Roller Coaster.
I'm going to fucking send
he's
you.
Got Love Roller Coaster.
Beavis and Butthead do America.
Great Dave Navarro track.
23.
Nice. Don't have it.
I don't have it, but I love it. But I don't have it.
Hughes, you were the one that was like, "Don't forget about this one," and I'm like, "Oh shit, I forgot about that one."
Well, I didn't
you
mean
didn't
like because I
it.
No, I didn't mean because I had it on my list. I meant because they had a bunch of songs on soundtracks that might get slept, like that in Wayne's World and stuff. I want to make sure you guys heard them.
Yeah, well, clearly you didn't listen to them again, so.
No, I know. I've been listening to it for 25 years. I know the song. It's just, you know, it's a cover.
Who listened to Longest Wave?
That sounds like Jim.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Not me.
No?
Yeah, not me.
I have the longest wave at 34. I read the most hilarious comment on Reddit today. People were fucking arguing about Klinghoffer versus Frusciante, and somebody said that if...
There's an argument?
No, well, just whatever. But somebody said that if... somebody said that if Frusciante had been the guitar player on the longest wave, you'd just be jizzing in your pants for days to the point of dehydration. So,
oh my God.
Anyway,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Know how we're starting the show?
Jesus. All right. Who's got Let's Make Evil?
Who fucking put Let's Make? That's got to be Jim.
That's definitely Jim.
One Hot Minute.
That's
fucking
a B-side, right? 37.
Dude, that's good. Nice.
37.
Nice.
All right. How about Knock Me Down?
I think I have that one.
Knock Me Down's great because Frusciante's vocal, they had a mistake where they mastered it and they put Frusciante's backing vocal as the lead vocal. So it's like, it sounds like he sings lead and Kiedis sings backup in the verses, but it's great.
35.
No.
Yeah.
I have it at 20.
I don't have it. After all that, I don't have it.
Like, you talk about all these songs. Because
I love them.
So great.
It's so
because
good.
The Chili Peppers.
Like, yeah, I don't have it.
I just want to stress this. The Chili Peppers are my number three favorite band of all time, as you guys know. It's Metallica, it's Alice in Chains, and the Chili Peppers.
Wow. How about Jungle Man? Who's got Jungle Man?
I'm in the urban
good
jungle.
Title. I don't have it.
I got it at 35. A little freaky, styly action.
Hughes,
I love it.
How many top fives or tens have you said? Like two?
I don't even want to get into it because it's going to, I don't know.
It's going to get bad.
I don't want to get into
it's gonna
it.
It's going to get bad. He's getting pissed
I'm
now.
Getting fucking pissed.
Oh, we're shitting on your list.
You're shitting on my fucking
list. It's getting
list.
Bad. It's getting bad.
Yeah, you shit all over.
How about Johnny Kick a Hole in the Sky?
I thought that was like someone else. Isn't there like another one like Johnny Kick a Hole or Johnny Do Something?
I don't know.
There's Johnny Park. Or
right,
hey,
yeah,
Johnny.
Too.
Oh, Hey, Johnny Park. Oh,
that's
my God. There's so many
connections. That's a great one.
And Hey, Johnny Park's one of my favorite fighter songs.
I do not have Hey,
I do
Johnny
not have
Kick
it.
A Hole in the Sky or whatever.
22.
22.
Unbelievable.
22.
Unfucking believable. Unfucking believable that you have Torture Me and you don't have fucking Johnny Kick a Hole in the Sky.
Jesus
Christ. Who had Torture Me?
Me.
All right. Unreal.
Who likes Dirt? 44. I like Dirt. Somebody likes Dirt.
I like the movie Dirt.
Mr. Californication, like you don't have I Like Dirt?
No.
Jeez.
I don't have the whole album. I said it was my favorite album.
Oh my god.
I had a star next to it. If that makes up for it. I don't, but I don't have it on my official list.
Jim, where you got I Like Dirt?
Mr. Californication.
I do,
but you know,
I don't like Californication.
You don't have Suck My Kiss or Bob Sacamano.
Because they're not on Californication. I have I Like Dirt at 28. You pricks.
I could have lied. Who could have lied?
Good one.
45.
Okay. I did not lie.
I did not either, so, but I love it.
Yeah.
I couldn't lie. I'm such a fool.
My pink maca is about to die, so we're
oh fucking god.
We're gonna go into the bitter end.
List doesn't end here. All right. How about Hump to Bump? Who's got Humpty Bump?
That sounds like a huge
Hump
sound.
To Bump.
Yeah, I took Ready Made off and put Hump to Bump on from Stadium. Great song. Ugh. Let's do two more. Let's do two more songs and then
it.
Let's take a break.
36.
Okay.
Hughes, where do you have it?
Hump to Bump? 45.
Yeah. All right.
I like it. All right. Split the difference.
One more song and then we're going to take a break. Right. Last song for the moment is How It Ends.
How does it begin?
That's a good fucking song.
I don't know.
I don't have it.
27.
Jim, where's that from? That's a B-side.
I don't know. I think it's a B-side.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
All right. Let's go take a quick break.
On the B-side. We gotta take a quick break.
I gotta change the recorder of the, you know, the button, so.
All right. We'll be back.
And we're back.
All right.
Jim, give it away. Give us our next song. We're back.
All right, we're ready to rock and roll. We got Grandpappy Do Plenty. What the fuck? I don't even know what that song is. Grandpappy Do Plenty.
What album is that even on?
I
don't know.
It's an instrumental track from the debut album. The reason it's great is because if you watch Chili Peppers Woodstock 94, when they have the light bulbs on their head, they open with that and go right into Give It Away. All right. Obviously, nobody else has it.
So where do you
have number?
It? At 50.
Oh.
50. All right. How about Goodbye Angels? Is it Angels or Angles? Whoever sent it to me sent Angles.
Is it supposed
to be Angels or Angles?
I don't know how to spell. Angels.
38. It's Angels? Okay.
That's a great getaway song. Jim, where you got it?
I don't have it.
I don't have it either, but I like it. Washkush, cheers. I respect that poll. That's a good one.
That's good.
I think that was my number one getaway song.
It's got that awesome fucking bass.
How about some Good Time Boys? Good
Jim?
Time Boys.
Jim,
let's see who really likes Mother's Milk. Whoa. Jim, 26, but fuck yeah.
Oh.
Fuck yeah. I'm sorry. I heard that sigh.
Watch, Chris, you don't have it?
No.
Holy shit.
Oh, God. All right. That's fine. How about Go Robot?
Wait, Good Time Boys? All right. I did have a star by that one. I just didn't make the list.
Who's got Go Robot?
That's a huge
That's
song.
A getaway song, right?
Yeah.
That's a huge
I don't have
song.
It.
I have it. I got it at 24. Great song. Great video. Hilarious music video also.
All right. How about the classic Give It Away?
Oh, that's a fiver.
That's five. Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Five.
Jim, you have that in five.
That's
also?
Two fives.
Right. Where don't you have it? Where do you have it, Hughes?
20.
Here we go.
Number 20.
Well, I linked up with one in the top 10 with Hughes and one with Washkush. I win.
You probably are going to win. We'll
I'm
see
gonna
though, you guys fucking.
And I got to think of more bonuses.
You guys
now.
Really
this is
fuck
terrible.
Shit up. All right.
I used to win. All right, get up and jump. Get up and jump.
What a hard bass line to play. Fucking wild.
As of right now, Give It Away is our number one song.
Yeah,
we moved on to Get Up and Jump.
Yeah. I know. I had to re-record something. Get Up and Jump. That sounds like a huge song.
Yeah, that's a shimmy bag song. Oh. 41.
All right, I respect it. First album, it's a good one.
Yeah, get on top.
33.
Washkush. All right, I got it at 43. So all right, good. That's.
Oh, I got it at 40.
Whoa, three bangers.
We're all like right in that little range. All right.
Nice. We got a low range three banger.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I've been keeping track of this right, but I think that we have 5 3 bangers.
I haven't been.
Something to that effect.
Right. Yes.
Far
right, less
yeah.
than right. I than right. I thought we were going to have. Yeah. So.
Funky Monks. Who's got some Funky Monks?
I do. I got it at 32.
Yeah.
I do not have any Funky Monks.
5. Can Jim go for 2 in a row?
He might.
I think Jim might pull this one off
I don't know. I don't know. I'm linking up with you two. I don't know. We'll see. Who's got Fortune Faded?
Hughes.
No.
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 Jim?
I do.
Don't do 17. It, Jim. Oh, okay. 17. 17. All right. I thought you gave a 5. All
right. 17.
It's a good one. It's all right. It's okay.
How about Fight Like a Brave?
Nah.
44. Oh,
he's throwing up the 5.
I'm honestly surprised anybody has that one. But all right.
Wow.
What album is that on?
It's on the Uplift Mofo Party Plan.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
How about Fat Dance? Do a fat dance.
Oh my god, Jim, that's you. I totally missed Fat Dance. Oh my god.
Do a fat dance.
That is a song that I took Magic Johnson off for.
Do a fat dance, do a fat 40. Dance.
40. Oh my god.
I got a 48.
Damn, I fucking slept on it. That's a good one.
That's catchy.
That should have been on the album.
How about Falling Into Grace?
Grace? She died 40 years ago. I don't have that one.
I do not have that one.
Oh man, you guys saying you like One Hot Minute. Fucking 29.
Wait. When did I ever say I liked One Hot Minute?
No, not you, Jim.
Oh.
All right.
I'm going to take
it. My 51.
Quick break. The dog's got to go up.
All right.
All right.
And we're back.
So we did Falling Into Grace. That was Hughes. Now we're going to Factory of Faith.
That's a gem.
Bum, 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 bum. 30.
All right, Jim. I like it.
Love that song.
19.
I love that song.
19.
All right. Hey, okay.
Good song. Great song.
It just hits. Oh, man. Whatever it was.
Pull the fence.
Yeah. All right, who's got? I don't know who sent it to me. Is it Ethiopia? Ethiopia, is that what it's supposed to be?
Yes,
that's a huge song.
Yeah, also for mine with you. No, all right, 37.
All right, perfect. What? Especially in Michigan.
Nah.
No.
Here would have been an interesting. I was not aware of that. How many fucking songs have state names in them by the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Oh my god.
And how many are about California?
Yeah. Oh, they say California. Jim, especially in Michigan, you could delete because I swapped that one out.
Perfect. It's gone.
It's gone.
Next song, easily.
34.
Okay. I do not have that one.
I do not have it either.
Hughes, I'm kind of let down by that one. I thought you would have had that one.
Nah, I don't know.
I also thought you would have Suck My Kiss, but you know.
I thought you would have I Like Dirt over easily, but yeah, I know. It's all right.
And I thought you would have had Bob Sacramento, but.
Ooh. Dude, we only got 50 spots. That'd be 51.
Yo. Oh my god. Who's got Deep Kick?
I do.
We got to get through this. Oh shit. Who's got it?
20.
20. All right. I do not have it. Ooh.
Respect it. Respect
it. Wow.
Actually, you should be saying that to me, but, you know.
I do respect it. I'm just I can't believe Jim didn't have
Jesus.
It. I thought Jim would definitely fucking have it. I thought
Jim's
definitely
winning. Wow.
I thought all three of us would have it.
Oh, my God. All right. Now we got to go to this next shitbag song called Danny California.
That's me, 39.
I'm good.
I don't have it. I don't like it.
I
liked it better if it was called Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Boom.
Ooh.
This one,
Last Dance of Mary Jane, you mean, right?
Coffee Shop. Do it.
That's a 5.
Okay. I love it. I have that at 12. That went from not being on my list to 12, thanks to Wash Kush sending it to me. So I do listen to the songs you send me.
Some of them.
Coffee Shop's got a great bass solo. Jim, just invert where you're at. I have it at 21.
Oh, 21. Okay.
Thought you would have that higher by how you were saying that's a great one.
It is, but yeah.
How about a little Come On Girl? Come on, girl.
Come on, girl. 17.
I do not. Wow, I don't have that one. Shit. What the fuck?
That was a good one. What album's that on?
All right.
That's on Stadium Arcadium, I think.
Yeah, it's the last song on Jupiter.
All right. Who's got Charlie? Charlie?
No.
I do not have Charlie.
Best song on Stadium Arcadium.
Number you got Chuck.
Number 15. Yeah, you got Chuck. How do you know it's funny? You got Chuck. Wash, what the fuck? Oh, 15.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. How about Catholic Schoolgirls Rule?
They do.
Catholic Schoolgirls.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
I gotta tell you what, I did not understand anything Washkush was saying when explaining this, but now I'm thinking you're a genius because this is what a way to do it.
This is how it was a method right, I got it. The madness.
I got 46.
Alright. I don't have it. It? I don't
okay. The Catholic schoolgirl standalone.
How about You Can't Stop?
Can't Stop. 22.
Mm-mm. Washkush, I have it at 21.
Nice.
I have it at 46.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised you even have it.
Why? I love Can't Stop.
Beautiful.
I'm addicted to the shindig.
How about Californication?
I got that right above Can't Stop at 21.
Okay. I do not have it.
I do not have it. Hate that song.
Overplayed.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
First couple times I heard it, I'm like, eh, this song's good. But then they just played the shit out of it and ruined it.
It's a good song. It's
And that, I feel, is a song, a prime example of the overplayedness to a good song. Where if you don't, you've never listened to Chili Peppers before, you just go through Californication. You're like, yeah, this song isn't half bad. But people who grew up with it being forced down your throats 24/7 when it was a single, it's just...
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yes.
What is a psychic spy from China?
What?
I don't know. That's the fucking lyrics. I don't know. All right.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I don't know fucking lyrics.
All right. Next song, by the way.
27.
I don't have it.
He was just drinking his like night away.
I don't have it.
Oh, wow.
No.
Okay. I got one song left in the bottom 25.
How about Brave from Afar?
That's a gem, and that's a fucking good one.
That is a gem.
45.
Yeah, I know how to play that one, too. I should have fucking... Yeah.
All right. We're almost done.
Here we are.
Blood, Sugar, Sex, Magic.
That's a 5 for Wash.
That's a 5.
I can see it in his face.
God.
It's in his face.
I got it at 38.
Jim, I got it at 36.
Hughes, you fucking shat on me so hard last week for having Blood Sugar Sex Magic in my drum intros at 48, and it was in your top 10. I thought that was a full-blown top 10 song for
you. I love it. It's great, but it's...
Not against the catalog. Wow.
Wow. Right.
How about some Backwoods? Take me to your backwoods.
That's a shimmy song.
Yes, it is. Shimmy Bags got it at 25.
Jim, I also have it. 42.
All right.
Take me to
our
your
next song. Around the World. Boom, boom, boom. Ding.
I can see it in his eyes.
11. Just out of the top 10.
Didn't even get to hit the button.
It wasn't in the top 10 at first, but...
Wow. I'm going to take a 5 on that one.
I've got it at 12.
Ooh, that's the number one song right now, I think.
Yeah, that's as close as we've gotten. Our next gem, Aquatic Mouth Dance, which is Hughes all the way.
Yeah.
I didn't put anything on from the new album.
I replaced it. You could take it off.
You didn't...
Yeah.
Beautiful. Even better.
Yeah, I replaced it with a different song from the new album, which I will...
Okay.
Whenever you tell me when to tell it.
All right. How about American Ghost Dance?
Well, do you want to replace your new one, or did you not want to say
it? We'll do it
or...
at the end.
Yeah, okay. I thought we were going to do them at the end. I have two replacements, so I'll say them at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I got AGD at 47.
All right.
Okay. I do not have that song.
My bottom 25 has been eliminated.
My everything's been eliminated.
I have one song left, and this is probably it.
We have one song, and it's Aeroplane.
Dan Marino, 13.
Wow. I don't have it.
What? Really?
What? You don't have Aeroplane?
I don't like that. No, I don't like that song.
What? I have it at 11.
I don't like that song.
Oscars, we're pretty close there.
Yeah. Nice.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Fuck so... That was the last song.
All right, so now
I have one, two, three, four songs that were not said by anybody in my top 10.
Okay, so hold on. So we need to do the songs if it's not in your top 10 that weren't said.
Okay.
Does anyone
okay.
have
so anything 11 to 50?
Yes.
Yeah, Hughes has two.
I have two.
Go for it.
Okay, I have at number 44 from the new album Unlimited Love, The Heavy Wing.
Okay.
And then I also have at number 14, The Power of Equality.
Okay.
Okay.
God fucking damn it.
So
I have.
Okay.
I have.
So have your top 10s been completely eliminated, or do you still got some alive?
I have six that have not been said.
I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 that haven't been said.
This is insane.
Jim, how many of you have that have not been said?
I think 3.
Okay.
Maybe?
But
maybe 3?
All right. Well, we're going to figure
is going to be interesting.
This is going to be real interesting. So let's round table one by one here and let's figure out where the fuck this is at. This is crazy. Washkush number 10.
Number 10. I'm going to Starbucks or the coffee shop.
All right. Very Ooh. Nice. Like it?
Wow. Jim. All Jim, right, my number 10, Under the Bridge.
Okay, all right.
Respect that.
I respect
that.
You too. My number 10, Fight Like a Brave, which somebody had said.
That's a five.
This one, my number 9, no one has said. I don't know if it's a slam pick or not, or I hope you both have it in your top 10. Number 9, Don't Forget Me.
Okay.
Hold on. Don't forget me. I gotta find it or add it.
Well, it wasn't said. This one I don't have it highlighted. It wasn't said.
Okay, so that's at number 9. Wow.
You guys are playing it cool, or you don't have it.
Great bass.
We'll see.
Yeah.
My number 9, Bob Sacamano.
Ooh.
Whoa. My number 9. Somebody said it. Deep Kick.
We both said it.
Mm.
Oh, man, this is going to be tight. This is going to be fucking tight, tight, tight.
Okay.
Like Twiga.
Tight, tight, tight. All right. Number 8. Holy shit.
Number 8. This is what kicked around the world out of the top 10. Ready Made.
Ooh. I'm having a... Jim, I don't even know how you're fucking managing this. This is crazy.
Wow. Fucking crazy. My number 8... Nobody Weird Like Me.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Hughes, what's your 8?
My 8, it's a B-side.
Oh.
From One Hot Minute, Stress You Out.
Oh my God. That's good. This is
This is fucked up.
I have a strong feeling my number 7 might be a slam pick.
Okay.
Because it wasn't said.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Hughes, you're my only hope on this one. Right. Actually say it.
All right.
Oh, no.
Because, Jim, I know you're not going to put it on.
I know what it is.
Emit Remus.
Oh, it's Summertime Backwards.
Holy shit. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is. Yes, the chorus is Meet Me in the Summertime.
I don't know. I just like the way he sings it, but it's
great song. Great song. Number Man, you 7. Really do love Californication.
That's your 7. Jesus Christ. Okay, my number 7 is a slam pig, for sure. As I said, I like the talking.
Oh, God.
It's the B-side Open Close.
All I heard was fucking Get in the Ring with that song.
Oh my god.
And I fucking that's why hate I like that it. Song.
Yeah. My number seven.
And all I heard was the fucking rant of Down with the Sickness with that stupid I'm sorry, mommy.
Oh, god, I hate Disturbed. I'd rather get yeah. I'd rather, all right, my number seven. There was part of me that thought this might be your number one, Jim, but I just, it's not. But I don't think anybody's gonna have this from by the way, Dosed.
Ooh. Wow.
The Diamond Dave is still alive. For me, at least. I don't know
for me, too. Yeah, my number one has not been said or anything.
Neither has mine.
Mine hasn't been said either.
My one and three have not been said at all.
My one hasn't been said. My three hasn't been said. My five and my six have not been said.
But they could be slam pigs, too.
They could be. Totally, yeah. Under the new rules, yeah. And yeah. I love it.
But my one and three, I'm hoping you clowns have these.
I fucking hope you clowns have my fucking... If you don't have what I have, oh my god.
All right, what are we on, six?
Six.
BSSM, Blood, Sugar, Sex, Magic. Nice.
Oh, wow. Number six, Good Time Boys.
Holy shit, we are fucking all over the place here.
Is that a slam pick, Jim?
No, I had it. No. I had it at 26. My number six?
Yeah.
Parallel Universe.
Oh my god. Holy shit. Holy shit. I don't do this much typing in a normal work week. Good god. This is fucked up.
What do you pump out? 80,000 word fucking novels?
Yeah, one every 2 weeks. That's a whole other conversation.
Christ almighty.
Goddamn right.
It took me forever to do a fucking 3-page essay in like.
No, I got kids to feed, man.
Same,
that's
bro.
My motivation.
You chose that profession. Oh,
I got cats.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. You let Shimmy in. He don't go out. I cling. That's your fault. You get pregnant. Number five.
Oh my god.
Number five. Sam might want to step onto the other side with that one.
Oh,
other
boy.
Side at number five.
I love it.
Wow.
I love it.
Too. Right. I love it too. This is crazy.
Other Side is like my Iron Man. It's fucking overplayed the shit, but I love it.
Yeah, it's
but
great.
But it works. Okay.
It's great. It's great.
My number five, opening track to Californication. How about Around the World?
Wow.
Bless you.
My number five, Wash Kush. It's amazing. Don't Forget Me.
Oh,
that
could potentially.
That just got some points there.
That's got some ground. Shimmy Bags hasn't said that song,
dude.
Yet.
I'm fucking very curious. You guys are gonna.
I think that's Jim's number one.
You guys are gonna butt. What? You guys are gonna butt fuck me because I know what's coming. I know what it is. You guys are gonna fucking kill. You guys are gonna fuck me. I know it.
Well, my number three song here.
Hold on.
This might be the insertion right now. I'll start lubing up for you.
Yeah, I can guarantee you're going to do it.
Wait, what are we at? We're at four.
Yeah, we're at four.
Oh, we're at four?
Just at five. Yeah. Yeah, we're at four now.
Ah, number four.
Four.
Going to give it away.
Okay.
Give it away.
Yeah. Give it away now.
Hold on, let me check something.
I do like the Weird Al parody of that song, though.
What I got? I got a buddy named Barney. Yeah. We were listening to that at work today. It's fucking hilarious.
That is a good one.
So good.
Alapalooza? No, it's like the Jurassic Park ripoff or something.
No,
like
it's
that.
The Flintstones. It's like.
But the cover of the album is like a.
Oh, Alapalooza,
weird...
yeah, yeah.
Alapalooza, yeah. Yeah. I own that album.
I got a buddy named Barney.
Yeah, we gotta do a Weird Al week.
I know we do. You guys fuck shit all over during the fucking
break. I didn't. I said I loved it.
I know.
We'll do Weird Al. All right, number four for me. Higher Ground. Hasn't been said yet. Can't help it. I don't do covers normally, but that one just works. I don't do covers, but
that's a
God
cover?
Damn it. Yeah.
I was not aware of that.
Seriously?
Isn't that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stevie Wonder.
It's a cover. Yeah.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. My number four, Nobody Weird Like Me.
Oh. Wow. I love it. I love it.
You guys have destroyed. I'm fucked. There's no way I'm winning.
I think Jim's going to win.
I think Jim's probably going
to
win.
We're down to three. No, you guys fucked
up. Jim's going to win because of what Wash Kush is going to say right now.
What am I going to say?
You're probably going to say Higher Ground. Say?
I am going to say
Higher Ground. I know you're getting a butt fucker. I knew it.
Oh my god, that's your three?
Yeah, that's my three.
All right.
And I didn't know it was a cover until 30 seconds ago.
My number three is Give It Away.
Oh, shit. It's going to be between me and Jim.
Did you guys listen to, have you guys listened to these fucking
albums? Do we have a Meatloaf, Jim?
No. No chance. If we do, I don't even, I'm not going to say anything.
All right, my number three. No way, though.
I can't.
You guys, Blood Sugar, from the Blood Sugar Sex Magic, track 16, fucking Sir Psycho Sexy. Have you not listened to it?
That is a good one.
How do you not fucking have that? Like, unbelievable.
How do you not have
three? We are all over.
How do you not? Don't tell me about suck. I don't want to hear anything about sucking a kiss.
How do you not have Bob Sacramento?
Because it's not. Because it'd be my 51.
But you got Getaway songs on.
Watch, because you had. Nah.
Nah. Ah. Ah. Two. Suck my kiss.
Two.
Yeah.
Suck my kiss, two.
That's your number two?
That's my number two.
Oh my god.
You guys fucked me on that one.
Okay. This is where it gets really bad. And I'm not shameful of it.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. Please. No, I'm not. This is my second favorite Chili Pepper song of all time. Yep. I don't like the album. This song is number two of all time. Off Stadium Arcadium. Tell Me Baby.
Oh my god. Holy shit. I fucking... Oh my.
Number two. Number two, oh, that God. The whole thing,
tell me,
the
beat, baby.
Yep, the it's video, good, yeah. The beat, yeah. The bass, the drums, the lyrics, everything.
Yeah. It's all trash.
Two brothers on the microphone.
It's all trash.
No, I like Tell Me Baby. I kind of, I feel
it's
like
catchy
I,
as fuck.
I feel like I might have, I feel like I might have just fucking forgot about Tell Me Baby in the midst of all of this because I didn't listen to Stadium again because I was just like, anyway.
Well, and that's on Mars, so like if you didn't like. Beginning of Stadium, which is Jupiter, then you're really not going to like it at the end.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I don't know, though, because I like Desecration Smile, and Storm in a Teacup is on the second one, Tell Me Baby, and She's Only 18 on the... Is She Only 18 on the second one? I don't know. Who cares?
She's only 17. Oh, sorry.
Motherfucking
17.
All right, number two. Is it me?
Number two.
Funky Monks.
Ooh, I'm sorry, Hughes. I put that at 32.
It's all right. Jim didn't even have it.
I didn't even have it at all.
Oh, man. So, God. Hughes has said my number one. Jim, you have not. If you don't have it on your fucking list, I don't even know what to fucking say.
All right, stop it. You listen to Chili Peppers for 2 minutes. Stop it. Stop it.
Number one.
This is. Yeah. I got the number one song. You're not going to have it. No way.
Parallel not Universe.
Washkush, nice. Oh, nice.
I like the eyebrow and the sincereness of the grin.
Of who's Tim?
You.
Oh, yeah, no, like, I love it. That's great.
Like no, because you had it at, what, five?
Six.
I just lost.
Six, so...
Who just lost? Wait, you just...
I just lost.
Yeah.
I just lost.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah, I lost. Yeah. I lost. It's over. Yeah. Shimmy got one. That's it. Number one song. Greatest song of all time. Behind the Sun.
Oh, man.
Can't do it.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. God.
Wow.
It is the best Chili Peppers song of all time.
Jim, how did you not even have Parallel Universe on your list?
Because he's not a California king. All
right. Yeah. So my number one, I can't believe you guys don't fucking have this because it's got like Frusciante's best solo. It's one of Flea's best bass lines. It's the second song on Blood Sugar Sex Magic, if you have to ask. Number one. Best fucking...
If you have to ask.
I can't fucking believe what just happened here.
Wait, well, I can't if you have to ask, is the name of the song?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you were asking a question.
No, it is, yeah.
Oh,
if you have
my
to ask.
God.
So,
I don't even know what to think.
So
two slam pigs at the one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's between me and Jim.
Yeah, there's no way I won. You guys fucking destroyed. You guys had Give It Away in the top 10. You guys jerked each other off to Higher Ground.
Like, but we jerked each other off the Parallel Universe.
Washkush, I helped you for the win. You're going to get the win, and I gave it to you with Parallel
He's
gonna Universe.
He's going to get the win. Yeah, Washkush is going to get this. I got to figure this out now.
So you're,
this is...
Jesus.
So, you guys want to take a break while Jim does
the
numbers?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Probably.
Okay.
This is fucked.
We're gonna take a break. Jim's got some numbers.
Take a break. I'm gonna go throw up.
I'm glad I don't have to fucking like
do
this by hand
anymore. Can I tell you guys what the most frustrating? Like the ranks are so much fun, but you know what the most frustrating part of them is? Is you guys don't even listen to the fucking albums. Like, you don't even listen to music.
Oh my God.
I'm going for a break.
Jesus Christ.
Jim's gonna give us some numbers.
Okay. We have officially, which is surprising. I thought it would be more. Officially, our list is 100 songs on the dot.
Wow.
Wow.
Total. All right. Between. So it's not bad. Because it was a lot of doubles and whatever. I'm not reading 100 songs. I'm not reading 50. I'm not reading 40. I'm not even going to read 30 or 20. I'm doing the top 10, and we're getting right down to the bullshit of this.
Give stuff top 20.
Because it's fucking crazy.
Top 20.
Oh, my God. Top 20. All right. Yeah. Top 20. Fine. 20. 20. The Greetings song.
What?
19. Subway to Venus. 18.
What?
Can't Stop. 17. Good Time Boys. 16. Funky Monks. 15. Other Side.
Oof.
Oof.
Oof. Oof.
14. Deep Kick. 13. Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
Oof. Oof.
12. Aeroplane.
Oof.
Number 11. Suck My Kiss.
Hey.
Whew. And then the top 10. Number 10. Give It Away. Number 9. Bob Sacamano. Number 8. Don't Forget Me. Number 7. Stone Cold Bush.
Nice.
Number 6. Under the Bridge. Number 5. Higher Ground. Number 4, Parallel Universe.
Jesus Christ.
Number 3, Coffee Shop.
What?
Yup. Number 2, Around the World.
Here's his face. I'm going to screenshot
this. I'm going to screenshot this stuff.
And our number 1 Chili Peppers song is Nobody Weird Like Me.
Whoa.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Whoa.
Nope.
Who the fuck won?
I think Jim won.
Did. I won.
Yeah, Jim won.
Yeah, it had to.
Hughes had 3. Washkush had 5. I had 6. I'm 2 for 2 now. Shimmy's getting fired up. That's crazy.
So, next week
crazy.
We're doing the super ultra bonus mega fantastic week. Whatever the fuck it's
super
called.
Terrific happy hour?
Yeah. Three bonuses plus an extra bonus. So,
oh my God.
I guess, do we have something lined up for the week after?
We've got nothing. We have nothing. We
so,
have nothing.
The only thing we have lined up for, Hughes, I don't even know if you were present for the absurd amount of messages that we send. This was at the
Friday.
End of the day. This was at like 2:30-ish. Maybe 2. Yeah, because I remember 2 because basically shut down at work. I'm like, yeah. Started watching Fear Street 1994 for references here.
Boop.
So, April 31st or 30th? I don't know how many days in April.
30.
No.
30. So, so technically May 1st would be the halfway to Halloween. We're going to do, on halfway to Halloween, April 29th, I believe is the date, Friday, last Friday of April.
29th.
Tentatively, right now. top
tentatively.
Rock songs from horror movies.
How many?
30.
30.
Top rock
any song.
Okay.
Any song. Not
any
rock.
Song.
Any song.
Okay.
Any song.
In a horror movie.
Other than the theme. So the Friday the 13th theme, the Halloween
yeah.
theme, the
has
Freddy
to be an
theme.
Actual song.
Yeah,
an
like
actual
a,
song.
Like
my example was Sheena is a punk rocker from Pet Sematary.
Oh, yeah. Because
that's what the guy's listening to when he runs over Gage. Any
and
song
then,
in a movie. In a
and then
movie.
I started watching Fear Street 1994, 91, whatever the hell it is. And there's like 500 songs. I'm just like, Jesus.
Oh, it gets crazy.
You got Fear of the Dark. You got The Prodigy, Fighter Starter. You got Hey by the Pixies. You got, it's just loaded with 90s nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
It doesn't end.
You,
it's a beautiful thing.
You got Dream Warriors by Dokken, Jump Into the Fire.
Mm. Mm.
Nice. All right.
Or whatever it is. So that's our last one. So Maybe we'll take a...
I think it's wonderful.
We'll take a break in April or something. I don't know.
We'll figure something. Well, what we should do is...
Maybe a
shake
and
rake. We need a bucket night. Well, we need a bucket night. We need to plan out some bands. So we need... Even if we don't record it...
We still have bands planned out. We still got some big heavy hitters of Pink Floyd and Rush to do.
Yeah, but that's going to take months. We need some in-betweeners.
We
got to
do
need some, like...
We got the sword. Who else we got from the bucket?
We got to do 4 to 6. The bucket, we got Incubus, has 8 albums.
Incubus.
Clutch has 35, though.
Yeah, Clutch has a lot.
But the
I'd rather get run over by a truck in Pet Sematary than listen to Clutch.
Yeah, I would, too,
to be
honest.
Poor all man.
All right, you know what?
Five-finger death punch.
Clutch is gone. Can I substitute?
You put anything you want.
Clutch was mine. Clutch was mine.
Okay.
Take out Clutch.
Gojira. 7 albums, 7 or 8.
I mean, we're probably due for that.
Oh yeah, okay.
Hughes looks excited.
No, yeah. Pumped. No, I'd like to do that.
Hughes likes ready. Later, Gojira.
Yeah, I do. I like later.
We need to get back into the metal. I'm starting to get weak here, and
I'm good. I said we're ready for a metal month. Metal month or metal week or just metal something.
Metal band. I don't know.
I'm in. I like it.
All right, so we'll just do a Clutch album, a good Clutch album, like Wussy Wig or whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know.
What?
I think that's
the real one.
I think that's the name of their album. It's a good album.
That sounds like a.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just or Earth Rock or something like that. That's a good album as well.
Okay.
But.
Chili Peppers. Right, Unlimited Love.
So what's the
That's a great
one?
Album.
The one.
It's a great album.
Nobody Weird Like Me.
Nobody Weird Like Me. That is the number one song. Nobody Weird Like Me. It's the number one song because Hughes had it at number 4. I had it at number 8 in Wash because you had it at 16. That gave it 127 points.
Okay.
That's why. It was, and then all around the world had 126 points. So it was only 1 point away.
What was 5?
Numero 50 was Higher Ground.
Okay, 7.
Hey,
maybe.
How about how nobody
Numero
had my
7
friends?
Was Stone Cold Bush.
That was the one. Okay.
Nobody had my friends from One Hot Minute. I thought that was going to be.
Ooh, I had me and my friends.
Hey, well,
friends.
There you go. Nobody Weird Like Me. Our number
which
one.
Which is so
red,
good. I mean,
red
come
hot
on.
Chili Peppers. Oh, it's a great song.
The intro, the drums, again, that whatever the drums were on those albums, just good lord. This just, God, the production is unbelievable.
Hughes, when did Chad Smith finally become the official drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Chad Smith and John Frusciante both joined in 1988. Their first album was Mother's Milk.
There was the ongoing joke that when Chad Smith auditioned, they just said, "Do you want to play a show?" And he said yes, and they never actually said, "Do you want to be in the band?"
I don't know.
And it just recently happened, yeah. I think, too.
Yeah, the
but
funniest.
Like it,
that's interesting.
Yeah, he wasn't actually a member of the band, but he was.
Yeah.
It was like this weird stipulation. Like if there was like some weird lawsuit, they'd be like, "Well, you're technically not a member of the band, but."
Yeah,
you know, it just happened.
The funniest thing with Chad Smith is like in the behind the music when he's like. So he like did his audition and it's all good and stuff and like nobody had said like you're in the band, but like 2 weeks later they're doing a photo shoot on the rocks in Malibu and he's standing there with a sock on his dick and he's like, "I'm in the band now."
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my god.
He is, but he isn't. Alright. So
that's awesome.
Nobody Weird Like Me. You don't like it? We don't care.
Yeah.
Let us know on the Facebook, Instagram, some emails.
The Facebook.
That's probably the best way to reach us. You don't like it? Bitch and complain to us on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah, bitches.
And let us know what your number one is. Or on any other band that we've shit on or movie or topic.
Yeah, no.
But
Chili Peppers.
Right? That's it. Have a great weekend. Happy Friday.
I love it.
See you guys.
I love it.